Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noah, how you doing?
Doing great, Jeff. We got out of there with a win. It was a little bit ugly, but a win is a win is a win.
Oh, no question, no question. And I think just the way they won it is probably the most confidence-inspiring thing. Because, yeah, obviously it didn't go perfectly. But the fact that it didn't go perfectly and you still found a way to make the plays you needed to make at the end of the game, that's the reason you lost seven games in a row, because you didn't make those plays, because you had opportunities to make those plays and you didn't step up in those big moments. And, you know, that's what Darren Rizzi said. You know, the players seem bought in. They seem confident. They seem like they're ready to play good quality football. And we'll see if they can continue that. You know, I think the interim coach bump is a thing. You see it pretty much every year. A team fires their coach, they put an interim in, and you kind of get that short burst of, hey, let's do this. But it's hard. It's a lot harder to sustain that. So that's going to be the question. Can you sustain that?
No doubt it felt energetic. I mean, I don't know. You know, you were there on the sideline. How did it feel for you?
Oh, no question. And I think there was some belief out there. And I think that was really the death knell for Dennis Allen's tenure. Is you watch the players and you know, they can say all the right things. They can stand there in their interviews and say, we're bought in. This is, we believe we can win. But then you see them go out there and you watch a team that doesn't look like it believes it can win. It looks like a team that's waiting to lose and just trying, like, waiting to find out how we're going to lose this game. And to be frank, you know, Alvin Kamara's drop, when that happened, I thought, hey, this is how it goes, right? You have a chance, it falls to your fingertips, and then you lose. So to me, that's the biggest difference. And you can play. I think they've played better games this year than during the seven game losing streak. I think they played better front to back games than maybe they did on Sunday. But it's the winning moments, the winning plays, and what was the most confidence inspiring to me is, not just that you made those plays, how many different hands there were on the pile making those plays. Cam Jordan got a key sack. Peyton Turner got a key sack. Chase Young got a key sack. Tyrann Mathieu made a key interception. You know, guys were making tackles. Ugo Amadi had three tackles for loss, a guy you're kind of just turning to. MBS made big plays on offense, a guy that just showed up 2 weeks ago. Kevin Austin, a player that has been on the practice squad all year. We saw him a lot in training camp. You know, I thought he looked really, really solid. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up signing him to the active roster down the stretch and he becomes a part of this offense if you can't get Olave, or obviously you're not getting Shaheed back. So, you know, there's a lot of pieces that contributed, and that's good to see.
I really enjoyed seven different people making receptions out there. They seemed to spread it around, right? And we hadn't seen that in a while.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a lot of weapons on offense, let's be real. Like, you know, you're missing a lot of key pieces. You're missing your top three wide receivers in that game.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, you know, one thing that Derek said after the game, Derek Carr, and that I think is very much true, you know, you watch Marquez Valdes-Scantling go downfield and make these big plays. The person who should be most excited for that happening is Alvin Kamara, because I think when you lose your weapons, particularly your deep threats, I think any team is going to be like, okay, we'll believe it when we see it. You know, we're not going to put any extra help back there because we don't believe he's going to run by us and you're not going to complete anything over our heads. Well, once you do it, once you put that on tape, teams are going to have to respect that. So that should be beneficial for Alvin throughout the rest of the season as teams have to at least account for a guy like MVS going over the top. And, you know, you can talk a lot about Derek and you can have criticisms of Derek Carr. One thing you cannot criticize is his ability to throw that deep ball. Like, he throws a pretty deep ball. And even that 40-yarder to MVS, it was like, you go back and watch it, it's kind of like he didn't step into it or anything. It's a 40-yard touch pass over three defenders. And when this offense has been kind of going well over the last two seasons with Derek, it's been, hey, you hit these deep shots, and then it opens things up underneath. And so if they can do more of that, I feel good about it.
Let's talk about defense for a second. They gave up 468 total yards. More disturbing, though, 181 yards rushing. Still having difficulty shutting down a running game.
Yeah, if there was any major negative that came out of that game, it would be that. It would be that you weren't able to really shut down the run. The Falcons run on everybody. You know, that's probably what they do best as an offense. So it's tough to go in and say, hey, we're going to take away the run game completely. I thought there were moments in that game where they held up better. You know, they got three stops at the 1 yard line. You know, obviously they got in on fourth down, but you know, stopping the run at the line. Obviously you need your run fits to be good, but a lot of it is just want to, right? A lot of it is energy, you know, playing with discipline, not getting out of your gaps. And I thought they did a better job of that the last couple of weeks against the Panthers, against the Chargers. So they need to get back to that. I think if you take away that one explosive run by Bijan, the numbers look a lot better, and they missed several tackles on that. And obviously you can't take that one play away. That's not how it works. But if you look at kind of the run game as a whole, there were moments where they still haven't figured out how to tackle Tyler Allgeier. It's the problem they've had ever since he came to the NFL. That's got to be better. So I think if you're the Saints coaching staff and you're looking for something to really harp on this week on the defensive side of the ball, that's definitely what it is.
Jeff, I don't know if this was talked about or not. When the game was over and the coach ran out on the field, did he hurt himself? It would look strange on TV.
It definitely looked strange, yeah. And it caught it on the broadcast. I know there was some legitimate concern for Darren's health there for a second. He actually explained that in his post game. So he was getting into it. Peyton Turner on the sideline. Like, I think Peyton started celebrating early, like with 30 seconds to go, probably after the Chase Young sack, the strip sack. And so Darren kind of lit into him on the sideline. And they have a good relationship. They were going back and forth. And so I guess as they were running out in the field, Peyton Turner, you know, was trying to just like catch him, and he kind of pushed him in the back. And apparently Darren Rizzi, something I didn't know, he has a history of stingers. He played tight end at Rhode Island. So he's played football. And, you know, and I think anyone who played football is going to have some lingering issues. apparently that aggravated his like stinger or whatever it was from kind of his playing days. And so his entire left arm went numb. And that's why he was kind of stumbling around. He said it's because it was balance. His balance was thrown off because he literally couldn't feel his arm on the left side of his body. So he was kind of flailing around there. That is what happened. He's fine. But yeah, it was definitely a weird moment.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, he just had a stroke or something.
I was like, right. It did kind of look like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was and I thought it was just me, and I hadn't followed up with it. I was kind of like, wow. I mean, it was something else. But it was exciting. Now, they got a tough game this week, right?
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to be Jameis Winston coming back to the Superdome as the Browns quarterback, and so he'll definitely be hyped up for that game. I do wonder, you know, I do think that he had some gripes with Dennis Allen. I think he might have a little bit more juice for this game if DA was still the coach. We'll see how that goes, but you know, he's definitely going to want to come in there, walk into that building, and get a win. And the Saints defense knows him pretty well. So that's going to be an interesting matchup. The guy I'm watching on the Brown side, so two things. Obviously, Nick Chubb, and when you're having trouble stopping the run, he's not a guy you want to face. So, you know, bottling him up is going to be a major challenge. But also Myles Garrett on the other side. You know, you want to talk about the worst, you know, the most difficult matchups in the NFL from an offensive line perspective. He's got to be toward the top of that list. He's a beast. And you just look at him out there. He's a behemoth. He's probably the closest thing we have to like the Incredible Hulk in reality. And if you just painted him green, he could just play that role without CGI. Like, that's how big he really is. So wherever he lines up, whether it's on the right or the left, it's going to be, I expect the Saints are going to have to send a little extra help to either side. The good news is they should be getting Eric McCoy back this week, so that should help on the offensive line for sure.
Absolutely, for sure. Jeff, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate your time, your insight. Have a great week.
Sure, Noel. Thanks for having me. You too.
Thank you. That's Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot. Stay with us.